It's Matty Gale with Froz Made. We are playing the biggest Aussie hits at night going right around the country. And one of this country's favourite voices, Hayley Mary from the Jezebels. She is branching out with more solo stuff throughout 2020. We're looking forward to catching up with our own little wee pocket rocket with the voice of a giant angel as she joins us right now. Hayley Mary, thanks for coming on Oz Made.
Hi, thanks for having me. Sorry, I was just in a bit of a noisy room there.
What's going on in the room? What's creating the noise?
My partner's doing a writing session.
Oh, you're kidding.
Good stuff. Great dance music coming out of the next room. I'm rehearsing in the room next to him. So just chaos in here at the moment.
Absolutely. But great creative controlled chaos too. You'd be in practicing because you've got a huge tour that's coming up too, Hayley.
Yeah, I've got a solo Victorian tour, which is exciting. I've just played my full band shows in Sydney and Melbourne, and I'm about to head out into the regionals because you can't forget the regional towns.
Oh, heck no. Definitely not.
So, yeah, I'm very excited about that. Just hitting a bunch of places, actually. Warrnambool, Queenscliff, Castlemaine, Kyneton, St Kilda, Geelong, Beechworth, Euroa, a bunch of places. Tallaroook in April. But, yeah, I hope to get to every state when I can.
Yeah, things are a little bit up in the air with that at the moment. But is there anywhere that you've hit or that you're going to hit, Hayley, that you haven't been before, maybe even with the Jezebels or now with your solo?
Getting into the nitty-gritty of the regional towns in Victoria has been so amazing.
Cool.
There's some beautiful gold rush kind of places. So I'm looking forward to getting back to some of them, your Ballarats and Bendigos. It's a different landscape to around Sydney.
And now, when you say there's a bit of creative writing going on, is that Johnny in there doing it?
It is, yeah, with his synths.
Yeah, it's been a great year for the DMAs as well. And did I read that Johnny was a part of the reason that you kind of pushed out to go and do a bit more solo from the Jezebels, Hayley?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, well, I was already doing it.
Yes.
Jezebels were kind of, I hate using the word hiatus, but we've kind of been having a break for a few reasons, just because, you know, sometimes you need to.
Sure.
I was kind of wandering the earth a bit lost, trying to work out what to do with myself. I knew I wanted to do something solo, but when you've got a band, it's a great limiter because it's got to be whatever everyone in that band like. I mean, your limitation in kind of a blessing way. When you're solo, it's like, well, I could do anything I want.
Yeah.
What do I do? How do I find the limit? And I really was struggling because I was writing with a lot of people, trying different genres, all this stuff, a little bit too free. When I met Johnny, he kind of encouraged me to pick up the acoustic guitar and just start drumming chords. And that was like a good enough limitation for me to just kind of write the kinds of songs that I could play on guitar. And then we sort of pushed it from there.
Well, you've been doing the Jezebels since about 2007. And your solo stuff, did it sort of start about last year? How's it developed from 2019 into this crazy 2020, Hayley?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was set to tour my first EP in March. My bag just literally packed to go and play show. And then my manager called and said, hey, you know, this pandemic, I think it's going to be a pretty full on, and I think you're going to have to cancel your shows. And we did. And I sat down and I wrote my new song, The Chain, on that very day, which was sort of a reflection on the sadness of that situation, but also the strange kind of feeling of the connectedness with the world. That feeling as if we're all in this horrible thing together. So I think it kind of took a bit of a sadder tone in like lyrics and stuff like that, but I kind of went a bit more feel good in the music.
Yeah, it's kind of a bit of irony in it, isn't it? Yeah, got to be uplifting a little bit in 2020. And something else that's very attention-grabbing is what I love, the Chain nude version with video. So that's going to like get a few clickbaiters. Yeah. Hey, look out.
Unfortunately, a disappointment. Or maybe not.
Oh, no.
There's actually no nudity. It's just stripped back.
Yeah.
The music is nude. The song is nude. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful naked song.
Can we expect any more nudeness and nakedness coming up through 2020 with what you're bringing out, Hayley Mary?
You can.
Yeah.
You might be able to expect it in more than one way. Who knows? But I don't want to promise anything.
Don't tease us like that, will you? Goodness me. It's coming up to Christmas.
Well, it's the season to get naked.
Well, it's the season to unwrap, I guess, isn't it?
It is in more than one way. It's hot. Present.
And Hayley, with Christmas coming up, what does the rest of your year and 21 look like?
I'm going to pick up my technical game a bit more. I'm going to try to learn how to record a bit more so I'm even more independent. Got a bunch of songs that I've recorded that I plan to release.
Awesome.
Either one by one or in a batch. I'm not sure yet, but they'll be coming out. I'll be writing more and just playing as much, you know, humanly possible with the circumstances with my band, who I've developed to a great live band. So if you do get a chance to come and see us, please do. I've got some really good musicians playing with me.
Yeah, brilliant.
And I'm very excited.
Awesome. We're excited to have some fresh solo stuff from you, Hayley Mary. We're going to play The Chain right now. It's been really fun chatting to you tonight.
Thank you, Matthew. You too. Hey, I'm Hayley Mary, and this is my new song, The Chain.